This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi voiced his support for peace efforts in Ukraine during a phone conversation with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. The phone call between the Indian and Ukrainian leaders came 10 days after Modi's phone conversation with Russian leader Vladimir Putin, in which New Delhi said Modi spoke of the need for dialogue and diplomacy to end the conflict. India assumed the rotating presidency of the group of 20 major economies for the year beginning December 1st. India has refused to condemn Moscow for invading Ukraine and has not been participating in sanctions against Russia. Taiwan will extend compulsory military service from 4 months to 1 year, beginning in 2024. The move comes as China ramps up military, diplomatic, and economic pressure on Taiwan, including almost daily Chinese Air Force missions near the island. Beijing maintains its claims that Taiwan is part of China. A well-known former Iranian soccer player has said his wife and daughter were prevented from leaving Iran. AP's Karen Chamas has the story.
Ali Dayi, who has expressed support for anti-government protests in Iran, has said the flight they were on was diverted to Iran's Kish Island. Once there, they were questioned by authorities. Dayi has said his own passport was briefly confiscated after returning to the country earlier this year. A news agency known to be close to the Revolutionary Guard said a travel ban was imposed on Dai's wife earlier this month because of her support for the protests. It said she tried to illegally bypass the ban and that her final destination was the U.S. I'm Karen Chamas.
From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Jailed former South Korean President Lee Myung-bak received a presidential pardon Tuesday, cutting short his 17-year sentence on corruption charges, the justice minister said. The 81-year-old Lee is serving 17 years for bribery and embezzlement. The former Hyundai CEO turned president was charged with 16 criminal allegations in 2018. The Japanese Prime Minister announced Tuesday that Japan will tighten border controls against COVID-19 by requiring tests for all visitors from China beginning on Friday. VOA's Tommy McNeil has the details.
The announcement comes days after the World Health Organization said it was very concerned about rising reports of severe cases across China after the country largely abandoned its zero COVID policy. Quantitative antigen test that is already conducted on entrants suspected of having COVID-19 will be mandatory for all people arriving from mainland China. Those who test positive will be quarantined for 7 days at a designated facility, and their samples will be used for genome analysis. The measure begins Friday, just as Japan heads into year-end and New Year's holidays marked by parties and travel when infections are expected to rise. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
A boat carrying nearly 200 Rohingya refugees came ashore in Indonesia on Monday, the fourth such landing in the country in recent months. UN agencies and human rights groups have called on states in the area for urgent help, as several boats carrying Rohingya were reported adrift for weeks in the Indian Ocean. The death toll from Christmas Day rains in southern Philippines has risen to 13, authorities said on Tuesday, with the search for 23 people on as floods started to recede. Most of the deaths were caused by drowning from flash floods after 2 days of rain forced more than 45,000 people to shelter in evacuation centers. Emergency crews in New York State were still scrambling on Monday to rescue stranded residents from what authorities called the blizzard of the century, a relentless storm that has left 49 people dead across 9 states and caused holiday travel chaos. Blizzard conditions persist in parts of the northeastern U.S., the remnants of the massive sprawl of extreme weather that gripped the country over several days. At one point, 60% of the U.S. population was under some kind of winter weather advisory. More snow is expected Tuesday in parts of western New York State and the Great Lakes region. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.